fierce, and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful.
Well, with so much going on, you know, it's important to try to keep up. Try to keep up, and we have to go to the best sources we can find, like Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. I'm glad I'm not Julian Assange.
Yeah, he seems to be having a tough morning.
Yeah.
You know, the WikiLeaks found it. Now, we don't know where he's off to, except that he's off to magistrate's court, but he could be extradited to the United States because they no longer want him in Sweden, so we'll see what happens, and we'll keep an eye on that. Hey, give me an idea of your response when you heard Attorney General William Barr say in open session yesterday to Senator Jeanne Shaheen that, yes, there was spying on the Trump campaign. And that's not new because we know they were spying on Carter Page and others, but, man, the Democrats seem to freak out over the use of the word spying, huh?
Yeah, they didn't seem to freak out when people like Eric Holder and James Comey were saying similar concepts about other things, but no, they're going nuts over it. But it's interesting. You probably could go back and rehearse all of the things that President Trump has said over time that people ridiculed and called him a buffoon over, and in fact said he was lying when he talked about crisis at the border, when he talked about the spying that was going on his campaign, and various other things. And it seems to be turning out to be accurate. And that the president is aware of what's going on ahead of time and puts out the information, and even though ridiculed, in the end, it's proved to be accurate. So I'm waiting to see what happens. But the Democrats, it's falling down all around them. Their lies continue to be pushed back onto the point that how can you believe them?
Well, clearly it seems to be more and more evidence, and we also learned that the Attorney General is looking much deeper at how the whole FBI investigation came to be, the whole genesis of everything that went on, including a deep dive into the FISA courts. Of course, that'll be Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and we've learned that that could be out sometime in the next few weeks as well, in May potentially. The redacted Mueller report out probably sometime early next week, and I've got to be honest, I mean, the only guy sitting in the room that's actually read the report is William Barr. And yet the Democrats are there, you know, staking their claims to this and that. I'm thinking, how dangerous is that? He's the only guy that's actually read the report. So if you sit there and speculate and so forth, that's very dangerous to me.
Well, and Rosenstein as well, who seemed to be their pawn for an awful long time. And yet he has incurred as well with Barr. And that four-page summary, which I've read, and the Democrats could have read as well, indicates, I think, clearly what they can expect from the redacted Mueller report that will come out. But I also think they are really squirming with ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, releasing little by little testimonies that have been given behind closed doors relative to what had taken place in the FBI leadership positions prior to the election and subsequent to the election, all intended to either defeat this president or, once he was elected, with surprise, surprise, to try to discredit him and ultimately to take him out of office. So the Democrats have a lot on their plate to worry about right now from what they have been telling the people and the news media in concert with them have been trying to put out. When, in fact, what the president has said all along appears to be coming out more true all the time.
Yeah, more true all the time. All right, I want to shift gears now to something else I saw yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but I find it, well, frankly, frightening. Maxine Waters, chair of her committee on finance and banking and so forth, has members of the big banks in front of her and starts asking them and hammering them on student loans, and they all said, we have not had anything to do with student loans since 2007. We haven't had anything to do with student loans since 2009. The government took over all student loans in 2010, they tell her. And she just sits there and stares at them. She has no idea what's going on. None. How frightening.
Well, it is scary. And you know, when we finally saw the campaign or the election reports this last November and realized that Maxine Walter Waters could indeed be the chairwoman of the Financial Services Committee. It struck terror because we knew that, well, number one, nothing would be accomplished of any importance, but craziness would take place over there, and a real agenda of bringing people in for muggings in front of her would take place. We're seeing that happen, but
except she has no idea what she's talking about. They're like, no. We have nothing to do with student loans. That's all the government. They took that over 10 years ago.
Right, right. I remember being on the Education and Workforce Committee, Education and Labor Committee at that time, and it's back to being Education and Labor. But that's what we fought, saying that you put the government in full charge of the student loan program, you're going to have student debt go up exponentially.
And it did.
And it did, and you're going to have interest rates that were artificially held for 5 years, then balloon up, and that's what's happened to a lot of students who had a debt, and then all of a sudden the balloon took place, and now they continue to be in worse debt.
Exactly.
From those years. And
it's destructive.
The type of leadership that leads those type of things to happen to our country. And yesterday I sat through many hours of mugging in the Education and Labor Committee of our own Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, as
sure.
They tried to pin blame on her when, in fact, much of what they were talking about took place under Obama.
Pretty much all of it.
Right.
Pretty much all of it, yeah. The Democrats are very good at creating a problem and then blaming everybody else and then saying, hey, we can rescue you, and they'll get on their white steed and ride into the scene. At any rate, Tim Walberg, I appreciate you being here. Congressman from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Always good talking to you.
Great to be with you.
Talk soon. There you have it. Tim Walberg, everybody. Yeah. Just a mugging. That's a good way to put it, a mugging that occurs. It's Thursday. Good to have you here. No muggings here quite yet. We're just having a good time. Glad you're along for the ride. Quick break. We'll be right back.